WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Climate decision. Comey will testify. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump set to announce whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord during a Rose Garden event later today. Reid Binion reports.
I have yet to read what the actual Paris agreement is.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke commenting on the Paris Climate Accord Wednesday. Zinke's comments coming on the eve of President Trump's expected announcement on whether to withdraw from the deal. Trump promised on the campaign trail that he would pull out of the deal, but it's not clear how such a move would work. Polls show Americans support the agreement. Trump's advisors and cabinet appear divided on the issue. And some fellow Republicans have urged Trump not to withdraw, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
Stay in the deal. Make it a better deal would be my advice.
I'm Reid Binion.
That announcement set for 3 p.m. Eastern. A former FBI director, James Comey, now expected to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, is expected to appear on Capitol Hill sometime next week. I'm Elliot Francis. Dashcam video showing Tiger Woods' Memorial Day encounter with police was released Wednesday. Rosa Flores describes what's on that recording.
It starts off with him having trouble getting out of his vehicle. Then the police officer points out that one of his shoelaces is untied. And Tiger Woods has difficulty figuring out which shoe is actually untied and then can't tie his shoelaces. So much so that the police officer says it's best for him to take off his shoes. Then the officer asks him a few questions. And Tiger Woods' speech is slow and slurred.
Court records show Woods had no alcohol in his system. A Philadelphia city councilman is recovering this morning after being stabbed near his home overnight. Police say Councilman David O. was the victim of a robbery. He's listed in critical but stable condition. And the Pittsburgh Penguins are halfway to another Stanley Cup championship. The Penguins beat the Nashville Predators 4-1 Wednesday. Game two of their best-of-seven matchup in Pittsburgh. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An investigation is underway this morning into who brought a noose inside the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture.
U.S. Park Police trying to find whomever's responsible for bringing a noose into the museum on Wednesday. The museum's founding director, Lonnie Bunch, says in a statement that the incident is a, quote, painful reminder of the challenges that African Americans continue to face, continuing that it was a horrible act, but a stark reminder of why our work is so important, end quote. It comes less than a week after a noose was found in a tree outside of the Hirshhorn Museum. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another person's been arrested after trying to jump the bike rack in front of the White House. The Secret Service says the would-be intruder was caught even before they finished getting over the barricade. The incident came just hours after the Secret Service detained a Pennsylvania man who had come to Washington with guns and ammunition as he checked into the Trump Hotel. Some good news if you shop and dine at Reston Town Center. Starting Monday, parking at Reston Town Center will be free after 5 p.m. on weekdays and for 1 hour during the day.
I'm sorry that it's probably not enough, but it is progress.
Suzanne Zern started a grassroots campaign protesting the $2 an hour parking fees that went into effect in January. She says the change in fees isn't enough because
many people have turned away. Probably for good.
In a press release, Boston Property says a study of traffic patterns and behaviors, along with input from retailers, found that the 1 hour free parking and free parking after 5 p.m. will address the main concerns expressed by the community. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,009, the NASDAQ at 61.99. Sports. Bryce Harper begins his three-game suspension as the Nats win again in San Francisco. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics win. And the Penguins go up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry. MBA graduate Andre.
The real-life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start here, coming in from the west on 66 Greenway Toll Road. It's the Beltway, Virginia. Still watching a little bit of this lingering road work here. Outer loop leaving Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge. They had been along the roadway there along Van Dorn Street on the outer loop side. Inner loop good. No problems at the Wilson Bridge. Bridges into town over the Anacostia Crossings. Quiet. We're good on the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and the 14th Street Bridge. Looks good into town. 270, Fredericktown to the Beltway. Quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather forecast now. The clouds clean up quickly here this morning as the front comes through. There might be a stray shower around early. Other than that, we'll get into sunshine. A sunny 83. Tonight, clear, cool, 59. Some with a few clouds tomorrow. Maybe an isolated shower. Maybe a thunderstorm, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Warrenton, 59 in Kensington, 63 degrees in Washington. The leader of the European Union is urging President Trump not to dump the Paris Climate Accord. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
And good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Thursday morning. And I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Cullen Ace. We have such a good show for you planned today. Joining us at 7:05 is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer to talk to us about this flurry of subpoenas that are flying all over Washington, D.C. At 7:35, Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel will be joining us with some shocking tax news. May not make you happy. At 8:05, it is Amy Harder from Axios to talk about the Paris Climate Accord. Apparently, we're just not playing with that anymore. And at 8:45, Tucker Carlson is with us. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A poll came out from Monmouth University. And this poll, the reason I wanted to talk about this morning is yesterday, Vince, you said, we were talking about something, and you brought up the fact that the administration wants to get Trump out, President Trump out more often to talk about, you know, to deliver his message to the American people, because he's his own best spokesperson. And that was the theory from the White House, is that they wanted the administration, we're going to get him out there more and to help, you know, get the message to the people. And on the heels of that, Monmouth University comes out with a poll that found that 61% of Americans say that Trump does more to hurt his own cause when he speaks on behalf of the administration. Only 33% say he helps when he speaks publicly. And I have to tell you, I agree with that. When he's doing a campaign style thing where he gets up there and gives a speech and he plays the crowd, he's very much like President Obama in that way, in that he can work the crowd. He can deliver the message. He's a great campaigner. President Obama was a fabulous campaigner. I think Donald Trump is a fabulous campaigner. When President Trump, and I think this is why President Obama did no pressers. He didn't do them. He didn't answer questions from the press. And I think the reason for that is the same reason President Trump, I don't think, should be answering questions from the press. They're their own worst enemy. He is. Remember, we used to joke about, had its own teleprompter. The teleprompter, we had TOTUS, right? Uh-huh. Teleprompter of the United States.
Yes.
I think Trump is in the same vein as Obama when it comes to that. I cringe when President Trump is answering questions from the press. Now, on the heels of that, 42% say Sean Spicer hurts rather than helps the president when he goes to the press podium. And Conway, Kellyanne Conway, about 40% say Kellyanne Conway hurts it. Here's just a little Sean Spicer talking about President Trump traveling across Europe.
In just 9 days, the president traveled across Europe and the Middle East and interacted with nearly 100 foreign leaders. It was an unprecedented first trip abroad, just 4 months into this administration, and it shows how quickly and decisively the president is acting to strengthen alliances, to form new partnerships, and to rebuild America's standing in the world.
And people took that. People went, now, I didn't think that was bad. I thought that that was fine. But people came after him saying, well, you know, Trump saved the world in 9 days. That was the criticism. Like, oh, he did all these wonderful things. Trump saved the world. I don't think that was a bad thing that Sean Spicer said there. But people went after him for it. And I think this administration is in a different position than the Obama administration, because when Sean Spicer says something like that, he's trashed for saying, oh, yeah, President Trump saved the world. I think this administration needs to say less, not more. So do you believe, 888-630-9625, do you think that President Trump is his own best spokesperson, or do you agree with 61% of Americans who say he hurts more than helps his own cause? What do you think, Vince?
Well, you know, I listened to the president speak. In general, my sense, first as a journalist, I want to hear the president speak more often. I want to hear him speak directly, whether it's to the press or to the American people through Twitter or by going and giving a campaign rally. I just would like to hear from the president more often for a variety of reasons, including just knowing, you know, what's the policy going to be and what does he intend to do and will he fulfill his promises? All the basics that you'd expect from a president. And it's better to hear it from him directly than rather than it being filtered through a spokesperson. The other thing is I listen to polls like this. This has always sort of been Trump's thing, which is even his own supporters sometimes are like, whoa, 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 I'm not sure how that's going to play. But they kind of like it, right? I mean, every time we've seen President Trump, there's a difference, I think, in terms of – there's some nuance to this question, because every time we've seen President Trump do a press conference and he gets up there and he starts – especially when he's upset about something with the press and he just starts throttling reporter after reporter after reporter from that lectern, I think – there's a lot of people who are Trump supporters who actually really enjoy that, but think to themselves, boy, this might not play well everywhere else, but inside my house, I really like it. And I often think that those people underestimate the extent to which their neighbors are also cheering behind their own closed walls. That they're watching these videos and these images on TV and seeing the president of the United States going out and trying to convey a message. And it's actually receiving much wider reception than they think. Because in 2017, depending on the community you live in, but in Washington, D.C., for sure, if you were out on the street and walked past like 10 random people by the White House and told them you were a Trump supporter, you're at a high risk of there's a high probability that someone is going to be very angry at you and very, very openly upset that you would support the president of this president of the United States. So I think a lot of people like to keep that to themselves, even in D.C., which is to say they support Trump. They're under the impression that fewer people do than actually do. And they see him on television conveying his message and think to themselves, I buy it. I get what he's trying to say. But I worry that everyone else doesn't.
I agree. I just think I don't like to hear him answer questions from the press. I just think I hold my breath. He's going to say something that everyone's going to. I just have a picture in the background of his team in crisis mode going, oh God, you get triage ready. He's going to say something. We're going to have to go out and fix it. We're going to have to walk it back. We're going to have to explain it.
Probably.
That's just the impression that I get. 888-630-9625. Michael in Upper Marlboro. Michael, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Aren't these the same pollsters that said Hillary Clinton was going to win? if the election taught us nothing else, it's that we can't trust the polls.
Well, do you think that when President Trump gets involved in answering questions from the press, or he gets out there and it's not scripted, do you think he helps his own cause or does more to hurt it?
I think he helps his own cause.
Okay.
There were enough people that like Donald Trump's answers that voted for him.
For sure.
I voted for him. I like him. I just hold my breath when he speaks.
I agree with Michael in the sense that people know what they were getting. I mean, this was not a secret. You know, President Donald Trump, the candidate, was, I would say, less restrained, actually, than Donald Trump, the president. As president,
yes.
I think he's been
yes.
more restrained,
yes.
actually. And he's learned a lot, I think, on the job, too, by the way. But this is no secret. The people who supported him and the reason he's in office valued this particular trait in him, which is his plain spokenness and his willingness to like say uncomfortable things and to by the way break the fourth wall and sort of like attack the reporter that he's sitting in front of. I think that's all things. Those are things that they embrace. But again, they often do it with the perspective of, this might not play well with everybody else. But to Michael's point, just look at the election results. It clearly did.
But he also says things that create problems for himself. Vice President Pence, the only one of five officials who tested positively. 53% says he does more to help the president than he does to harm him. So 888-630-9625, does President Trump do more to hurt his own cause when he speaks or more to help his own cause when he speaks? We'll find out what you think coming up. It is now 5:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten. Good morning.
Good morning, and it is quiet, yeah, really.
Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary. Really no problems around the Beltway. Looks like they wrapped up the road work, leaving Springfield to the Wilson Bridge. I do want you to watch if you're using Interstate 95 northbound and heading up toward and passing the Prince William Parkway. Had a car able to limp off to the left shoulder that is broken down. So it's on the left shoulder, but that still could be an issue. Don't want that to be a crash. So just be careful. Go north 95 past the Prince William Parkway beyond the broken down. 395, we're sailing. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. And no problems. Maryland Beltway 95, BW Parkway or 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, abundant sunshine, high of 83. Yay! Tonight, clear skies, low 59. Tomorrow, sunny, some afternoon clouds. You might see a stray shower or thunderstorm, high of 79. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 80s. And Sunday's going to be a great day with lots of sun, highs in the mid 80s. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Does President Trump do more to help his cause or hurt his cause when he speaks publicly? And I think there's a difference when he's up there with doing a rally. I think he's fantastic and helps his cause. When he does these one-on-one interviews, I think sometimes, or answers questions from the press, I think sometimes he says things, they're looking for a gotcha, and he gives it to them. And I think in that situation, he hurts himself. What do you think? Does he help himself or hurt himself? Vin disagrees with me. Vince thinks that he helps himself. And you have a quote here.
Well, Corey Lewandowski has called him the greatest communicator as president America has ever seen. And he says, when you have a president who is so active, who is so articulate, who is so good at communicating with the media, sometimes you've got staff who have to keep up with them. And it's much easier, I think, if you ask, this is Corey, by the way, bidding for his own job. If you ask people who had a pre-existing relationship to understand how the president functions. So Corey both saying that the president's the best communicator and that he'd like to be a part of the process again.
And you said yesterday you think he's going to be.
Yeah, he had an interview, I believe, Monday in the White House, so he could be coming back.
We'll see if you are psychic. Andrew and Chantilly, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Andrew, does he help himself or hurt himself?
I think he helps himself. And I'd like to know what the respondents to this poll suggest. I mean, should he go out and ask if Josh Earnest is available?
Well, that's in reference to Spicer saying more people say 42% say Spicer hurts himself as opposed to only 28% who say he helps himself.
Yeah, and the tendency in the Obama White House was to sort of always speak in very politically correct, equivocating language. I mean, the prior president of the United States, President Obama, every word he said was said like this. I mean, it was just a labor. It was just intensive just listening to him speak. Eventually, when you would read him, you're like, oh, that reads really well. Whereas Trump is the opposite. You know what he's saying, but you need to really have the cadence, the body language. You need to like see the whole product in action. Because when you read Trump on paper, you're like, what does he say? I can't. This transcript makes no sense to me. Show me the video.
Robert from Manchester, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Robert.
Good morning. I think the polls are biased because when Trump says something, the opinionators put their own opinion on it, and then it makes it look worse than what it really is. I mean,
for Spicer to say he did good in his first 100 days or so, and then everybody turns it around and just saying that, he saved the world in 9 days. I mean, you could do that with Obama, but nobody ever did. When Obama said we as a nation aren't like that, what do you mean we as a nation? The Islamic nation? What nation are you talking about? But no one spun that around in the negative form that they do with President Trump.
Right. There's tremendous tendency to give President Obama the benefit of the doubt and President Trump the expectation that he's just a giant screw-up. Let's just wait for the next one.
That's a good point.
And to his point about the questions, there's a lot that goes into polling, including sort of just like the basic public impression stuff. Sean Spicer has had the entire year where he's been pilloried by places like Saturday Night Live, where the impression that the American public at large has of him may be whatever, you know, is happening on SNL on any given weekend, rather than his actual presentation on a television screen, as much as it's been broadcast. People have jobs, by the way, so the middle of the day is often not a good time to see Sean Spicer speaking for the president. And for them to say, 42% of them to say, well, Spicer probably does more to hurt the president. What's their knowledge set for that? How are they assessing that question? Oh, they saw a YouTube clip of SNL. Well, that would explain why you're under the impression that Sean Spicer is doing a terrible job. Or you objectively think that. But certainly SNL probably doesn't help Sean's bid to be convincing.
No. 888-630-9625. Do you agree with the poll? 61% of people polled in this Monmouth University poll say that Trump does more to hurt his own cause when he speaks on behalf of the administration than he does to help it. Let's go to Casey in Virginia. Casey, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Casey? All right, Casey's not there. Are you there, Casey? Hi.
That might be Kathy in Loudoun.
Yeah,
sure.
Kathy. There you go.
Oh, okay. I think he helps himself every time he gets his voice out there. And I think that the news media would love to be able to quiet his voice so they can actually spin their little lies any way they want. And who is the 60% that they did this poll on?
Well, they did both Democrats and Republicans, and they broke it down. 1,002 adults in the United States. No interviews were conducted on Sunday. Margin of error of 3%. So.
Yeah.
It's still a lot. Kathy, thank you so much. 888-630-9625 is the number. It is now 522 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, will provide you with all the details. They did it for me. I was amazed. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us.
No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully.
Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week. Until midnight.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. It is nice and quiet, really, around the region. River Road, though, I'm checking you out inbound, where we do still have the construction crews out and about. Boy, you're getting used to this on River Road. It's been a long time. So inbound, as you pass Goldsboro, only the right lane of the two gets by. It's coned off. I see a couple work trucks there. The milling paving was going on. And if you're coming from Goldsboro Road going westbound, can't cross over River Roads that have that coned off for you. No problems to report heading in through town 395 as you come out of Shirlington and over the 14th Street Bridge. We look good southeast-southwest freeway 295 off to a good start coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather forecast now. The clouds clean up quickly here this morning as the front comes through. There might be a stray shower around early. Other than that, we'll get into sunshine. A sunny 83. Tonight, clear, cool, 59. Sun with a few clouds tomorrow. Maybe an isolated shower. Maybe a thunderstorm, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Does President Trump help himself or hurt himself when he takes to the microphone? 61% of Americans polled said that, he tends to hurt his cause, not really help him. Wendell from Waldorf, here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Wendell. Does he help himself or hurt himself?
Well, I think he hurts himself just because, you know, when somebody says something two or three times in a row, I tend to think they're close to either illiterate, nervous, or has some kind of speech impediment. You can tell when he listens to his advisors because he's really focused and he's out of character. You know, when he discusses things that are pertinent to his business, it's probably conducive to his conversation to say things like that because he's in control, he's in command. But when he's president of the country, and his conversations with leaders over the country, across the world, is affected by his tone and his repetitive motions with, you know, his hands. And the thing that really gets me about him is he says everything two or three times in a row. It makes me wonder, is he competent to handle the job?
Interesting. I never noticed that. Thank you so much, Wendell. I never noticed that he says things two or three times in a row. Have you?
He's got a lot of interesting tics that are worth studying, I think.
I love the hands. I have a friend who's actually trying to master the Trump hands.
Yeah.
He's trying to master Trump hands. You know, all of his little Trump-isms and the things that he does. We're all sitting here, you can't see us, we're all sitting here doing Trump hands. He does it like a jazz hands kind of thing, too.
Yeah, I just integrated it into my... You know the one thing he does that's really effective? If you're ever in a room where a ton of people are speaking, which is often at a radio station, excuse me. Just throwing an excuse me in the middle of a conversation, but forcefully, will literally stop anyone in their tracks. It's actually incredible. At the Daily Caller, I've had editorial meetings where everyone's just, it's a cacophony of nonsense. Like, excuse me. The room will go silent. I'm like, holy crap. Donald Trump has a great strategy.
It works. It's 528 at WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services on Retirement Key Radio, Sunday afternoons at 3, right here on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, excuse me, but there are subpoenas flying all over Washington. Hey, check your mailbox. Maybe you got one, too. And some people apparently are not paying attention to the subpoenas because I guess if you're in Washington, you could just say, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that today. Also, a very interesting guest at the Trump Hotel in Washington. We'll tell you all about it. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is expected to make the announcement this afternoon on whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. But Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he can't comment on what the president should do.
I have yet to read what the actual Paris Agreement is. So I would like to sit down and read it. I've seen some different press releases back and forth. So before I make an opinion, I want to sit down and read it.
Mr. Trump's announcement is set for 3 o'clock this afternoon. U.S. Park Police are trying to find out who's responsible for placing a noose in a public exhibition space at the Smithsonian's African American History Museum. Museum visitors found it yesterday in the segregation gallery of the building. Museum founding director Lonnie Bunch says the noose represents an act of cowardice and depravity. A new lawsuit aims to force D.C. police to release information they've gathered so far in the investigation into last year's murder of Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich. The suit was filed by The Profiling Project, an Arlington-based legal investigative unit. Rich was shot last July 10th in the Bloomingdale neighborhood. No arrests have been made. Seven individuals challenging Maryland's 6th Congressional District as too gerrymandered have filed a motion asking a federal court panel to declare the map unconstitutional. The plaintiffs argue in their lawsuit that the most recent redistricting process violated their First Amendment rights. Oh, and remember the snakehead fish? Well, a guy caught one the other day in Lake Anna in Fredericksburg. Apparently the first one caught there. There are lots of snakeheads in the Potomac and its tributaries, as well as the Rappahannock River. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,009, the NASDAQ at 61.99. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 11 as the Nats complete the sweep of the Giants. Bryce Harper begins serving a 3-game suspension for the Monday brawl. The Orioles win, WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel, plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix, is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Work crews are still at work on River Road coming inbound at the intersection with Goldsboro. I still see that left lane coned off, the left lane of 2, River Road at Goldsboro. Now, the good thing at this early hour, I'm not seeing any delays. The catch, though, for everyone on Goldsboro, you cannot cross over River Road. It looks like in either direction they still have that coned off as this paving from overnight sets. No problems to report. Beltway passing River Road, cross the Legion Bridge at the Wilson Bridge. You're looking good. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, safe coming from New York Avenue inbound, going southbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel. The ramp to South Capitol Street, that's where we had the crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, maybe a sprinkle of rain shower, otherwise sunshine after the clouds pass. Mid to late morning, beautiful. And a nice afternoon at 83. Comfortable night tonight, upper 50s. Clear sky. Sun with a few clouds tomorrow in the afternoon. Maybe a passing shower, thunderstorm. Rain not widespread on your Friday. 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Woodbridge, 60 in Silver Spring, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us later in the show at 7:05, it's Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He'll talk to us about this flurry of subpoenas. We're going to have some details for you coming up. At 7:35, Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel. More taxes. You're paying more than any generation before you, and we'll tell you why. At 8:05, Amy Harder from Axios will be with us to discuss the Paris Climate Agreement and what the effect of President Trump pulling out of that may have on us. And at 8:45, Tucker Carlson will be with us from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonnace this morning. Good morning, Vince.
You know, good morning, Mary. You're talking about these subpoenas. The House Intelligence Committee fired off a flurry of subpoenas yesterday for information in what everyone's kind of collectively calling the Russia probe. There are 7 subpoenas that we know of that were sent out yesterday. They were issued. The ones that get all the attention are the ones relating to Donald Trump, for the most part. The mainstream press is obsessed with this, of course. And it is inherently interesting that the House Intelligence Committee is requesting this stuff. And they wanted to hear from people like from Mike Flynn and Mike Cohen, the Mikes. They would like to have the Mikes provide some documents to them as part of the probe into Russian activity during the 2016 election. Also, they want testimony from them, and again, the documents are from their businesses. This was in a statement yesterday. Representatives Michael Conaway and Adam Schiff both said, as part of our ongoing investigation into Russian active measures during the 2016 campaign, today we approved subpoenas for several individuals for testimony, personal documents, and business records. And obviously that includes these Trump officials. Now, we all, you know, Michael Cohen, Trump's personal lawyer, and Mike Flynn, who is the national security advisor, of course, have been caught up in this for a while. What got less attention, though, was the fact that the other subpoenas that were involved in this case are related to unmasking. These were Obama officials now. Forget Trump officials for a moment. More, there are three of the seven total subpoenas that were sent out yesterday are regarding reports that the Trump team was unmasked by Obama officials. And this unmasking, remember, is when a U.S. government official decides to reveal the name of an American citizen inside of intelligence reports. Those names are censored in these intel reports as a way to protect the civil liberties of Americans who may be caught up in incidental collection of intelligence, say, with a foreign government or a foreign person. And the names are protected. But then a high-level government official, we've discovered over the past couple months, can often unmask that name, can reveal it to the American intelligence community, oftentimes without any court being involved at all. Just a simple request, hey, I need that name unmasked. And then all of a sudden, you know, they may have to offer a rationale. We don't know. There's a lot of questions that are associated with that. And I feel like over the course of the past few months, we've not gotten a tremendous amount of clarity on it. But the people who... the people who need to provide information on, sorry, they're making these requests to the intelligence community. They're asking about three specific people and whether they did unmasking requests and how much. Susan Rice, who we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Rice, who's credited with unmasking the name of Trump's Trump officials. Former CIA director John Brennan. And now former UN ambassador Samantha Power. That's the most interesting one. Why is the ambassador of the United Nations unmasking the names of Americans in intelligence reports, if at all? So the House Intel community has some belief that that's what's going on and wants to find out more. They want information on this. So this whole idea that all of these committees, these investigations, especially because they're Republican-led, that it's only about Trump and whether or not he committed collusion with the Russian government. That's starting, I think, in many ways, crumble apart. Because remember, the primary focus of these investigations from the get was what was Russia's involvement in the 2016 election, if at all, and how did they invade it, and how can we stop that from happening again? That's the principal question. The ancillary questions exist, for instance, were Trump officials in anywhere in proximity to that primary question? And now, what about these civil liberties violations that are appearing to exist? American names just willy-nilly being exposed. We talked at length earlier this week, and we will in the coming weeks, about these great Circa reports, this news outlet Circa, who has discovered that thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans under places like the NSA and the FBI, through an Obama-led intelligence-sharing agreement, had their names unmasked, meaning they were constantly exposed to civil liberties violations without their knowledge. These are not Trump officials. These are Americans all across the country who were exposed to that within the Obama administration. I was talking to John Solomon, one of the writers who wrote these Circa reports the other day, and I was stunned by the fact that this is being so underrepresented in the press and covered. The fact that these civil liberty violations, we got all these assurances from Obama officials that, no, we're handling things the right way. We always handled it the right way. James Comey went and testified. You know, we always handled things the right way. The FBI, according to Circa, is one of the central players in this violation of civil liberties. And yet, James Comey was like, no, it went fine. I mean, our handling of private information has gone well.
Are you really surprised? Really? You're really surprised that the media is not covering this? Are you really surprised that the this unmasking, revealing of American identities, which was one of the big problems with all of this, with the ability to collect this information, and there were all these laws put in place to protect Americans, that has pretty much been blown out of the water as far as we know, and that an ambassador who has no intelligence, is not in an intelligence analyst, should have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Clearly there's something there, because we know that Nunes reviewed the intelligence reporting and detected instances of unmasking. They didn't just pull her name out of thin air.
Well, James Comey set to testify as early as next week. Hopefully we can ask him a couple questions about this. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
The Defense Department successfully intercepted an intercontinental ballistic missile target during Tuesday's test of the ground-based mid-course defense element of the nation's ballistic missile defense system. The ballistic missile defense system provides combatant commanders the capability to engage and destroy intermediate and long-range ballistic missile threats to the United States. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
It is now 5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For early birds, I'm actually really enjoying the trip here. Interstate 95, but with our typical delays into Aquia. And again, as you push through Dale City to Woodbridge, just seeing again some of that volume on the increase, but we've been incident-free. Same story with 66, pushing through Manassas, again into Centerville, slowing. It's the never-ending work zone or the paving project. River Road, still looking at the crews here. Coming inbound River Road at Goldsboro, blocking that left lane. It is coned off, but I'm not seeing any delays. So at least that's the positive news. River at Goldsboro inbound with only the right lane of the two getting by, and crossing from Goldsboro over River, not accessible right now. That is coned off for everyone. No problems early on 270 in the Beltway, looking good. Maryland and Virginia. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's take a look at the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, maybe a sprinkle of rain shower, otherwise sunshine after the clouds pass. Mid to late morning, beautiful. And a nice afternoon at 83. Comfortable night tonight, upper 50s. Clear sky, some with a few clouds tomorrow in the afternoon. Maybe a passing shower, thunderstorm. Rain not widespread on your Friday. 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 5:47 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
There was a little bit of a disturbance.
In the force?
Yeah, exactly. Down by the Trump Hotel.
Yeah.
There was a guest, Brian Moles, who was a guest at the Trump Hotel. He checked in and everything. But here's the problem. Police received a vague tip. And this is goes back to the whole if you see something, say something thing. Dorian Ademic, who is the police chief in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania, and I apologize if I butchered your last name there, he said that his department got a call from a resident about one Dr. Brian Moles on Tuesday night. And Ademic said that the resident's daughter had gotten a text message from the good doctor that said, quote, something to the effect of he was traveling to D.C. with a carload of weapons and he was going to visit the president. So I think when your daughter tells you you've gotten this text, the right thing to do is say, wow, you know what? I might want to make a phone call about that. And he did. So kudos to him for doing the right thing. So he called the police chief in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania. They then passed that on
to the Pennsylvania State Police, and that was passed on to authorities in Washington, D.C. So Mr. Moles was greeted after checking into the Trump International Hotel, and he was arrested on weapons charges. Chief Newsom, said, I was very concerned about this circumstance. When people come to the district armed with these type of weapons, it's a serious concern. He really doesn't have a really good reason for being here. He was charged with carrying a pistol without a license and having unregistered ammo. Authorities apparently seized a Glock 23 pistol, 90 rounds of ammunition from his vehicle, and, as you were saying, a Bushmaster assault style a rifle. But what I find interesting is there is one report that the police said that there was a pistol very prominently displayed in the car. And there is mentioned, they asked if the valet had seen anything. There was a question to the hotel. They did not respond as to whether the valet saw anything in the car. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm guessing that if you're a valet and you hop in a car and there's a pistol on the seat, you might notice. Don't you think?
Yeah.
You might notice that.
There's a strong part of me. I mean, clearly, you know, you should practice gun safety no matter what your position on guns are. But there's a strong part of me that thinks, like, you look deeper into this story. One thing to note is that his social media presence suggests that he's actually a pro-Trump person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just some combination of a telephone game and the fact that he brought guns into the District of Columbia, which is one of the great mortal sins that you can ever commit in the eyes of the law.
Yes.
And, you know, he's going to stay at the Trump Hotel. You know, there's a lot of Americans who, you know, own guns, of course.
Yeah.
And this guy seems to have just got caught up in it. And this is one of those, you know, this is one of those things where the Secret Service is always going to take any tip like this tremendously serious. And they did. And they paid a visit to the guy. He's a former Navy vet. He served from 1992 to 2006. He was a corpsman, not a corpsman. And he served in the reserves in the last 9 years of his service. So, you know, he's coming from Pennsylvania, visiting Washington, probably not familiar with how oppressive our gun laws are. And my hope is that this was just one giant, innocent mistake by a gun owner and Trump supporter.
Well, the Secret Service interviewed him, and they determined that he posed no threat to the president or anyone else they protect. Yet, they are saying they, you know, averted a disaster. He has been suspended right now from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He's been placed on administrative leave. Oh, he's been on administrative leave there sometime before the arrest on Wednesday.
Well, I hope he can avoid the insane charges that come with carrying weapons and ammunition into the District of Columbia. Because he could be looking at some tough, tough penalties here.
Yeah, one of his relatives said, everyone around here goes shooting. I know he had a permit for Pennsylvania. He probably didn't realize it wasn't reciprocated in Washington, as many people do not understand that. It is 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
The Politico has some bad news for hardcore leftists. Bernie Sanders' revolution has hit a rough patch. In other words, they keep losing elections. In May, Bernie Sanders campaigned with Heath Mello. He was running for mayor of Omaha. He lost. Bernie's supporters formed a group called Our Revolution. They got heavily involved in California's Democratic Party chair race. Their candidate lost. There's more bad news from California. A prescription drug pricing measure that Sanders backed failed. Bernie supporters flooded a recent district-level meeting that picks a third of California's Democrat electoral delegates. These activists were told to shut the blank up and get out. But the biggest loss was the vote to choose the new head of the DNC. Obama's pick, the foul-mouthed liberal Tom Perez, stomped all over Bernie's guy, Keith Ellison from Minnesota. Now, you Bernie supporters, it's time to ask some key questions, like, why? What are you doing? Isn't it obvious by now the Republicans are not your biggest enemies? The Russians are not either. It's the Democrats that rigged the primaries for Hillary. It's the Democrats who are not going to let Bernie win then. And Democrats are kicking the snot out of you Bernie people now. Your so-called revolution isn't in a rough patch. They're trying to put you in a graveyard. They got one foot in and one nail to go. Wake up!
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Bray & Scarf's Memorial Day sale is still going on. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back. Plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray & Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Hey, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Look good on 3rd Street Tunnel each direction. The southbound incident, if you heard me talk about it, on the ramp to South Capitol Street, they just towed everything away. So no problems and no delays. You come off of New York Avenue. Southeast Southwest Freeway to get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. That too, give you a thumbs up. Just about wrapped up with the work, the crew. However, they're still there. River Road at Goldsboro Road in the intersection. They're picking up the cones. The good thing is you can now cross over Goldsboro, over River each direction. But again, as you're coming inbound River, Goldsboro still have that left lane coned off, but they're picking it up. So just watch, no delay at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking weather forecast now. The clouds clean up quickly here this morning as the front comes through. There might be a stray shower around early. Other than that, we'll get into sunshine. A sunny 83. Tonight, clear, cool, 59. Sun with a few clouds tomorrow. Maybe an isolated shower. Maybe a thunderstorm, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's getting a little cooler. We're down to 61 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Staples.
When it's time for last-minute changes to a big presentation, let Staples be your office away from your office. With everything you need to print, scan, or fax, access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use the self-service machines to avoid waiting and get back to business. Staples, it's pro time.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple, and simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll see it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trapdoors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary Social Security report from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your complimentary Social Security report now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
And coming up on WMAL.
That Kathy Griffin nonsense apparently disturbed Barron Trump in a real way. Should that Kathy Griffin image have been censored when it was in the press? We'll discuss.
Birth control, that is also in